Joey didn't want to move to the city, but his mom got a really good job offer, so here they were. The apartment was pretty small, just a bedroom for mom, a bedroom for Joey, and a living room with a little kitchen attached. Right now, it was full of brown cardboard boxes, stuffed with everything they owned. "Joey, get me a knife," said mom. She was sitting on the floor ripping open boxes. She was looking for the coffee maker, but she hadn't marked what box it was in. Mom drank a lot of coffee, so this hunt for the coffee maker was getting pretty desperate. Joey handed her a steak knife. They had already unpacked most of the kitchen. There was still a lot of work to do, but he got kind of scared when he thought about what he'd do when they were done. He didn't know anyone here. That morning when he was helping the movers carry boxes, he'd spotted some boys across the street. They didn't look like the boys from back home. One of them raised his arm and started to wave at Joey, but the other boy, the bigger boy, punched him on the shoulder, and he put his hand down. After that, they just watched. The city was big. The city was loud. The city was dirty. It was hot, too, but that's the way it was in August anywhere. But hot in the city meant smelly. Every piece of dog poop or pile of garbage bag seemed to have a little cloud of stink around it. Their apartment was on the ground floor, which worried Joey. That made it easy for crooks to just climb in the window. Mom said the iron bars on the window would keep the bad guys out, but that didn't make Joey feel any better. They hadn't needed iron bars on their windows back home. "Ah," said Mom, as she threw handfuls of Joey's underwear out of a box. Mom had a big vocabulary, but she sounded a lot like a half-awake animal when she didn't get her coffee. All her words would turn into grunts and groans. "No coffee, coffee maker hiding," she said, as she dug some wrinkled money out of her purse and sent Joey down the street to buy a cup at the store on the corner. The man at the store was nice, but he didn't speak any English. Joey didn't speak any Spanish, so they didn't have anything to say after Joey got the coffee. Next year, in seventh grade, Joey would start taking foreign language classes. It would probably be a good idea to take Spanish. As he walked home, the sidewalk was crowded with people who were in a hurry to go somewhere, and other people who weren't in a hurry to go anywhere at all. Joey was bounced around among them like a pinball. He almost spilled the coffee one time when a skinny man in a business suit brushed past him. As he was steadying himself, Joey caught a glimpse of a pile of garbage behind one of the buildings on the block. It was just a big mound of empty bottles, plastic trash bags, and broken baby toys. But something underneath the pile moved. Joey ran home the whole way, not caring if he spilled a little. "Mom, Mom," he called as he came through the door, and then stopped. Uncle Patrick was there. He must have just walked in, because he and Mom were still hugging, even though Mom looked a little annoyed. Uncle Patrick let her go and turned to Joey. "Hey, honcho." He gave Joey a huge hug of his own. Uncle Patrick was big, big, big. He had big hands, big shoulders, and a big, big belly. He didn't have a job exactly, but he spent a lot of time watching football games, drinking beer, and falling asleep on the couch. He was kind of like a big, friendly dog, which made sense. Mom said Uncle Patrick got along better with animals than people anyway. He was Joey's favorite person besides Mom.
"How you liking life in the big city?" asked Uncle Patrick.
Uncle Patrick had lived in the city for a long time, and being close to him was probably the best thing about moving here. Before Joey could answer, before he could say anything about the weird boys across the street or the bars on the windows or the thing that moved inside the garbage, Mom said, "Pretty cute of you to show up after we've done all the moving, Patrick." Uncle Patrick smiled. He had very white teeth, which were very crooked and stuck out of his mouth like jack-o'-lantern teeth. He ran his hand through his hair, which was very, very black, and stuck out in messy spikes that looked sharp and dangerous, but were really soft when you touched them.
"Ah, you know how it is, sis," he said. "I meant to come by earlier, but something came up."
"Yeah," Mom said, "I know how it is." She smiled to show she wasn't mad. She couldn't stay mad at Uncle Patrick for very long. He was her little brother, even if he was twice as big as her. Mom pointed at a box Uncle Patrick had brought in, which was covered with a dirty towel. "What's that?"
"That," said Uncle Patrick, "is a present for Joey. Go ahead, honcho, unwrap it."
Joey unwrapped the box, which really meant just pulling the towel off it. It wasn't a box, really. It was a cage, like people keep hamsters in, with a wheel for the hamster to run on, and a water bottle for the hamster to drink from, and everything. But the thing sleeping in the wood shavings at the bottom of the cage wasn't the hamster. It was twice as long as any hamster, and it had a pointed snout and a long, hairless tail. And everywhere else, it was covered with pure, silvery gray fur. "That," Mom said, "is a rat."